Our story starts on a plane. Three siblings, Isabella, age 19, Amelia, age 16, and Nightlight, their 10-year-old brother, boarded a plane to go on holiday. Little did they know what awaited them on the other side.
This is your captain speaking. It's a beautiful day with low crosswinds. We don't anticipate any problems. Please put your seatbelts on and enjoy the flight.
And off the plane took, travelling over land and then sea, always going well until...
Hello everyone, we seem to be experiencing some turbulence. Please make sure your seatbelts are secure as we make our way through this.
Isabella, what's happening? I'm scared.
Don't worry, Amelia, everything will be okay.
I love turbulence. It feels like I'm on a roller coaster. Woo!
Shut up, Nightlight. I'm scared.
Don't be a baby, you silly goose. Isabella, Amelia stuck her tongue out at me. You're just jealous because I'm the greatest child.
What was that?
Everyone, please brace for impact.
Heads down, everyone!
I want to get off now.
Are we going to die?
Hold on tight, everyone. We're going to land.
Land where? We're over the sea!
I can see an island.
And just like that, the plane went down and crashed on an island. The three siblings were scattered around the island and separated. Everyone else didn't make it.
My head hurts. Where is everyone? Oh no, I must have been thrown out of the plane. Isabella? Amelia? I don't feel so great. Maybe I should wash my face in this oddly convenient waterfall. Ow! Something bit me!
Vibbit, vibbit. Vibbit, vibbit. Vibbit, vibbit.
Oh, I didn't know frogs can bite.
Vibbit, vibbit.
Wait, where are you going?
Vibbit, vibbit.
I think he wants me to follow him.
And so Nightlight followed the frog, hoping he could lead him to where his sisters were. Meanwhile, on another part of the island, one of the sisters started to wake up.
Wait, where am I? Some sort of beach? The plane crash! I need to find Amelia and Nightlight.
Isabella goes to stand up.
Ow, my leg!
Isabella looked down and saw she was bleeding.
Okay, I need to fix this first. Now, where would I find a bandage? I know. My favourite top. Oh well, never mind.
She wrapped the material tightly around the wound.
Okay, let's find those two.
And off she headed into the forest. Now lastly, let's hear what happened to Amelia.
I don't feel so good. Oh no, I think I'm gonna be sick.
Isabella! Nightlight!
Oh no,
I'm all alone.
I'm never getting on a plane ever again.
Hello? Is someone there? Nightlight? Isabella? Please come out. I'm scared.
Amelia moves in the direction of the sound.
Hello? Come out. I won't hurt you.
Nightlight, Amelia!
Isabella?
Amelia turns her back into the bushes and runs towards her sister.
Isabella! I'm here!
Amelia, you alive?
I'm so glad I found you!
Her sisters hug each other. Have you seen Nightlight?
Is he not with you?
We all got separated when the plane crashed. What was that?
I don't know. I think there's something there.
Amelia? Isabella?
Nightlight!
Vibbit, vibbit.
Thank you, little frog. You helped me find them.
Vibbit, vibbit.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
I feel sick.
What was that?
The siblings turn to look at the bush and from it they see two red eyes.
Please come out. We are just children and you are scaring us.
The thing stepped forward and they saw what had been making the noise.
Run!
Vibbit, vibbit.
The siblings and the frog ran through the forest with the wolf hot on their tails.
What should we do?
I don't know. Oh, look, over there, a cabin.
Vibbit,
Bibbit.
Come on, little frog.
Bibbit.
Hurry up, Nightlight.
He won't come in.
Leave him.
I can't. He helped me.
The sisters dragged their brother into the cabinet and slammed the door. The little frog quickly hopped away back into the forest. The wolf emerged from the forest.
I see him.
Let's block the door.
Wait! He's leaving. He looks scared.
Strange.
I don't understand. Why are him and the frog scared of the cabin?
They are probably scared. We will try and cook them.
I am really hungry. Let's see if we can find some food.
Good idea. Let's split up and see if we can find anything. Nightlight, you go downstairs. Amina, you stay here and I'll go upstairs, okay?
Okay.
So the siblings went their separate ways. Nightlight went down into the basement.
Hello? Anyone there? Now where would I find some food? There's a cupboard.
Help, we're trapped in here.
Yes, please help us.
That's awful, I'm coming.
Please be quick, we've been here for ages.
I don't know how much longer we can survive.
You poor things.
That's it, you're nearly there.
You're doing great.
Wait.
Thank you so much, my boy.
We're so hungry.
But not anymore.
You're a cobra?
Lever boy. A5-headed cobra who can shapeshift. And meet my friend.
Builder spider, also a shapeshifter. What a pleasure to eat you.
Eat me?
Jump on his face.
And that is where Nightlight's story comes to an end. The trusting boy who lets some monsters out of their cages.
Delicious.
Delicious.
Just what I needed.
Excuse me.
I'm still hungry. Let's see what else we can find.
Nightlight, have you found anything?
Nightlight? Nightlight! Who are you? Get away from me or I'll hit you with a broomstick.
Nice try, but that wouldn't stop us.
I'll tie her in a web.
I like that one, but I think I prefer the first.
I agree. That one was too hairy.
Amelia, what are you doing?
Hello.
What have you done to my sister?
Ate her.
And your brother.
After seeing what had happened to her siblings, Isabella ran to the top of the roof and locked the attic door. She desperately needed some help.
Help! Help!
Luckily, she could see a helicopter approaching.
Humans.
Can't let her escape.
If we could get on the helicopter, we could change into her.
They'd take us back to the city.
But what about her voice?
I think I could do it.
Hello, nice to meet you. My name is Isabella.
What do you think?
That was incredible. I think I could do the boy's voice. Hi, I'm Nightlight. I'm very tasty.
Brilliant. You just sounded like him.
The monsters realised if they were going to escape the island, it was now or never.
We need to get her now.
Okay, on three. One, two, three.
The door crashed open and they saw their prey.
Hello again.
And that was what happened to the last of the three siblings. Not the best holiday they'd ever had.
Meanwhile, the monsters were preparing to shapeshift.
Let's change. Ready?
Help! Down here!
Oh, please rescue us.
The helicopter spotted them and started to land.
This is helicopter 354. We seem to have found two survivors of the plane crash. Getting ready to airlift them over now.
The man in the helicopter threw down some rope and the two monsters, disguised as the children, climbed it.
Thank you for rescuing us.
We were so scared. Thank you.
Don't worry, you two. You're safe now.
And with that, the helicopter flew them back to the big city, not knowing what horror they were about to unleash. The end.